Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
Hello, praise God. Amen, praise God. We had some technical difficulties there. I really apologize. Amen. If it had not been for my wife, my better half, having my back on that, I wouldn't even know. I'd have gone through the whole program muted. But I truly apologize for all those that are listening in the name of Jesus, and thank you for continuing to be patient and joining us on today. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come forth with the Word of God, reading out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word. Praise God, as we were mentioning, and it was mildly muted in the beginning of the show, praise God, we were acknowledging that as a man, we have a responsibility to be true and committed to understanding the direction that we ought to be as a man, to follow God's direction, to follow God's ordinance, to follow God's law and do the right thing. This is being a man. This is being a man. We have a man's direction in the way in which we ought to be by how God says we are to be. Are you a man today? Are you following the directions of how God has for you to live your life? That's being a man. That's how we are to follow the direction and the ordinance of how God has for us to be. I encourage many of you to stay listening in on how God shares with how we ought to love our wives as Christ loved the church. We ought to understand how we ought to be as men, that it's not for the presence of the purpose of why we do it for everybody else, but we have to understand that we have to allow ourselves to submit, admit, and commit ourselves to God. It's not about us anymore. As we've often said in David and Diane Ministry and Friends, that it's not about you anymore. It's a matter as to whether God can use you. Can God use you? Can God trust you? If he bless you with an increase in finances, can he trust you that you're going to do the right thing and not misappropriate your funds? This is important to understand that God created man first in his image after his likeness. From that he pulled the breath, which is the spirit of God, into him, which made him a living soul, a living being. And it's with that that we have to draw connection to the source of our creation. We have to get understanding of where we are to go in God's word, his direction. That's how he sent Moses, how he sent Noah, how he sent Abraham, how he sent David, how he sent the men of God of old. He does the same as on today. Are you trusting God? Are you loving your wives as Christ loved the church and sacrificed and gave his life for the church? This is what's important here now, is that our commitment is not as unto ourselves. Amen. Our commitment is not as unto our selfish and soulless reasons why we want to do what it is that we do, why it is that we're helping, in a sense, the old lady across the street. It's not a reason as to why you give somebody who doesn't have anything to eat something to eat. You do it because it's out of the love and the spirit of God that's on the inside of you. God is directing you, making your mind clear to hear from God. You can't do that when you're drunk. You can't do that when you're high. You can't do that when you're living riotous life. It's time to change and let go and let God. How can you hear from the Lord? How can you know he's speaking to you? That's something that's important to hear on today. You know, if God's telling something to your brain that sounds righteous as unto man, then it's righteous. But you have something that's coming to you that's talking negative and hatred and anger and all that's negative, not of God. God is of life. God is of light. We have to come into that light so that we can see, so that we can comprehend what thus saith the Lord. And it's there in which we must study his word so that we can speak to that mountain to move. And that mountain will be moved and cast into the sea. I come forth to you on today, praise God, recognizing as a sinner saved by grace, rendering unto you that no matter where you come from, no matter where you've been, it's time now to turn from your wicked ways. This is that point in which we stand on Acts 2:38 that says that repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, and receive the power and the gift of the Holy Ghost, which you get the evidence of speaking in tongues. And it's in that gift of the Holy Ghost that you get that power to be able to trample over any scorpion, any situation of addiction, hatred, anger, whatever it may be that's outside of the correct ordinance and righteousness of God. The Spirit would speak to your heart to go right and not go left. You see, this is that time. We can be caught up, worried, and in fear about the coronavirus and such and this, that, and the other. But I stop by to tell you that the Bible says don't worry about tomorrow, but take heed of those things that are sufficient for today and let tomorrow worry about itself. You are a child of the Most High God. You are an heir and a joint heir to the kingdom of heaven. You see, we have a calling on your life. And God is not going to allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come by you. But you have to be mindful that when the enemy brings you under attack and puts negative thoughts on your brain about something that God already said, that I can do all things through Christ which gives me strength, then the devil is a lie and the truth is not in him. The word of God said that I never seen a righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. You see, that's letting you know, praise God, that you're not going to be in need without anything, because the word says that he will provide all your needs according to his richness and glory by Christ Jesus. So it's here where in which we need to focus on God. The word lets us know clearly that we have to serve the Lord with all of our mind, so we don't have to worry or be in fear of something about tomorrow. We have to give him all of our soul. That means nothing else can have precedence in our life, where God is the one whom we ought to serve. We ought to worship. We ought to acknowledge in all of our ways. And he also lets us know to have that strength. All of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. That means your entire being is sold out for the ways of God. This is that time. See, the thing you have to understand, as the word says, that no man knows the day nor the time when Jesus is to return. Question you have to ask yourself, if he comes back right now, would you be ready? Will he catch you caught up with a negative thought of hatred or frustration or something that's not good towards another person? Would you want to be left behind because in the midst of that thought, Jesus comes back? You see, we have to hold our minds. We have to hold our thoughts. For the Bible says, those that keep their minds on me, I will keep in perfect. This is the word of God. This is what we stand on. This is where we live. And that's how the Spirit joys and jumps on the inside. When you have that word on the inside, so the devil cannot and will not harm you, because you can speak that word in the midst of your situation. trust in Messiah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. And just realize and recognize that the peace of God, that we have to always pray. We have to always be thankful. We recognize, praise God, that if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. Amen. I wanted to share that encouragement for a moment with you quickly on today, because sometimes we allow ourselves to get caught up in the ways and things of this world and the understandings of this world. But the word of God says is that God's ways are not man's ways, and man's ways are not God's ways, or God's understanding is not man's understanding, vice versa. You see, God is all-powerful. God is all-knowing. You see, the main word that associates with all of that is that the kind of God that we serve is an all-sovereign God. Look up that word, sovereignty. That means he's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere. He's everything. He's the creator. He's the light in the middle of the bulb. He's the flicker before it comes on. What is God to you? Because he's my everything. You have to have him as your everything. For he's the one who's over drug addiction. He's the one that's over parents divorcing. He's the one over a child coming back home. It's God in control. God created man. God created man in his image after his likeness. He came and formed woman. Man has the responsibility to come back into its order, divine order, to have that relationship with God, and then knowing as how we ought to live so we can share with our wives so they can follow us and be assured that we're leading them the right way. It's all about God's way, not my way. Not your way, God's way. Amen. And he gave us that free will to choose. So let's choose today. Live life or death, light or dark. Amen. And this is that time that we live in the light. Praise God. We're going to continue forth on the reading of the Word of God on today. I just wanted to bring forth that insight on how we ought to be and love and trust in God, because this is the turning point in our lives. This is a level that we're coming up to where we're crossing over, and this is the time and the season that we need to be in one accord. Amen. Once again, I want to give an honor to God who is the head of my life. Praise God. I also would like to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who once again is very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I also would like to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, anywhere in which you may be listening on social media with our program, David and Diane. Amen. We got to have those individuals, praise God, who are listening out there in West Korea. Amen, amen. We thank God for them tuning in on us. We always want to acknowledge these people who are showing in on us. Praise God. We have, what's that, South Korea. We have, amen, we have people in India. Amen, amen, amen. We got Canada. Amen. We have South Africa. Amen, amen. We thank God for Jamaica. Amen. And we just want to thank God for those that listen in on our program. Amen. We continue to read the Word of God and bring forth the Word as we do diligently and under the anointing. In Jesus' name. Once again, we come to the book of Isaiah, chapter 38. Praise God. And as we read, Isaiah chapter 38. Let us read. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his voice toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in the truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee in this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he hath spoken. Behold, I will bring again a shadow of the decree, which is done down in the son of Dial of Ahaz, then 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was done down. The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness. I said, in the cutting off of my days, I will go to the gates of the grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord in the land of the living. I have beheld man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Mine age is departed and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. He will cut off with pining sickness. For my day, even the night, wilt thou make an end of me. I reckoned till morning that as a lion, so will he break all my bones. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fell with looking forward, upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me, what shall I say? He hath done spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. I shall go softly all my years in the wilderness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and all these things in the life of my spirit, so wilt thou recover me and make me to live. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast love to my soul, delivered it from the pit of corruption, for that has cast all my sins behind my back. For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord is ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my song to the stringed instruments all the days of my life in the house of the Lord. For Isaiah has said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for the plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. Hezekiah also has said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? Chapter 39. At that time, Metredah-Beladan, the son of Beladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his domain, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, what said these men? And from whence come down unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from far country unto me, even from Babylon. Then said he, what have they seen in thy house? And Hezekiah answered, all that is in my house have they seen. How there is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. Then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, days come that all that is in thy house and that which thy fathers have laid up in storehouse and that which the fathers had laid up in storehouse, and that until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy son that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. He hath moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days. Chapter 40.
Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her welfare is accomplished, and her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth into the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway of our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry! And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass, wherever the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountains. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, let up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall greatly lead those that are with young, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and melted up heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed in the mountains in scale, in the hills in a balance. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as a small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for the burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. And whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will ye compare to him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him the coming worker to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. He not known, have ye not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretches out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be quelled, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number,
he calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall be utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O island, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near and let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous men from the east, called him to his feet, gave the nations before him, that made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust to his swords and his driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had got gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning in the Lord? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. The owl saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near, and came. They helped every one his neighbor, and every one said unto his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant. Jacob, whom I am, have chosen a seed of Abraham, my friend, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou me, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against this shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek thee, and shalt not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as among nothing, as a thing of naught. For I am the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying, unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp flourishing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. They shall fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them, and I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and mountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and a dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and shittah tree, and the myrrh and the oil tree. And I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they will see and know, that consider and understand together, that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reason, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us that shall happen. Let them show the former things that they be. We may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare things to come. Show the things that are to come hither, that we may know that ye are gods. Yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of naught. An abomination is he that chooseth you. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun shall he come upon my name, and he shall come upon princes and upon mortar, and as the potter treadeth clay. Who hath declared from the beginning, that we may know, and before time, that we may say, he is righteous? Yea, there is none that showeth, yea, there is none that declareth, yea, there is none that heareth your word. The first shall say to Zion, behold, behold them, and I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. For I behold, and there is no man, even among them, and there is no counselor, that I ask of them could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity. Their works are nothing. Their molten images are wind and confusion. Chapter 42. Behold, my servant whom I hold, my elect, in whom my soul delighteth, I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall be break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God of the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, the spirit to them that walk therein. And the Lord hath called them in the righteous, and the will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for the covenant of the people, for the light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes and to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and to them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to given images, graved images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you the truth. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voices. The villages that Kedar doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rocks sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the isles. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, war. He shall prevail against the enemies. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make haste, waste mountains of hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers isles, and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by the way that they know not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graved images and say to the molten images, ye are our gods. Hear ye, deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, but deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as a large servant, seeing many things? But thou observest not opening the ear, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for the righteousness sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is the people robbed and spoiled, and are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are far for prey, and none delivereth for a spoil, and none saith, restore.
Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken to the ear of the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom he have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon them the fury of his anger and the straddle, and it hath set him on fire round about, yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Isaiah chapter 42 on this evening. Praise God. We want to thank you for joining us, and we're going to get forth on reading on tomorrow and continue forth on our story, on our Bible reading. Once again, I'm sorry for those that couldn't hear us in the beginning, but we thank you for joining us again on today. Once again, God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
No.